Does the vaguely controlled chaos of your ADHD brain lead you to dive into and master one new interest and hobby after another? And does it feel like an endless money pit? This is the reality for many with ADHD. But what if this intense focus on mastering new hobbies and skills is actually your secret weapon for a new era of financial purpose and success? In this episode, we're unlocking the potential of ADHD hyper-focus to turn hobbies into profitable ventures. Imagine transforming a simple idea like renting air mattresses into a business empire like Airbnb, or turning a quirky habit like cutting the bottoms off of pantyhose into a brand as big as Spanx. Or consider your homemade candle that you've given to your mom every year becoming the most valuable candle brand ever, Yankee Candle. The first step you need to take to make progress towards something like that happen is to start an LLC. And that's the topic of today's show: starting an LLC, getting your own business going. Guys, welcome back to ADHD Money Talk. It's freshly reimagined as both a podcast and YouTube channel. So please like and subscribe to the channel. And if you're on the podcast, listening audio, you love the audio stuff, then why not leave me a review on Apple or a review on Spotify? 5 stars will send me some dopamine and you'll make my day and it'll be great. Let's get right into the topic here. So you might be thinking, yeah, okay, Dave, like I am going to turn my homemade amazing sticky buns into a business. Those guys just got lucky. You're entitled to your opinion, my friend, but unless your friends and family are lying to you when they say your sticky buns are the greatest thing ever, don't you think that maybe you could find 10, 100, 1,000, or maybe even keep your mind open, 10,000 more people who agree with them? Keep an open mind, because from my own experience of growing my own business and speaking with dozens of ADHD entrepreneurs, I know that when ADHD brains latch on to growing their very own business, their very own growing and potential huge thing, great things start to happen when we start looking at it this way. We already know how powerful hyperfocus can be. It's how we pretty much get most things done in our lives that require any level of extra thinking or concentration. And it can be frustrating as heck if it's always in the form of writing term papers at the last minute. But it can also be endlessly stimulating and entertaining when it involves learning new hobbies and skills. And of course, it can also be endlessly expensive. If you go into my garage, you'll see probably $5,000 worth of golf gear. That's the big money pit hyperfixation that I've been dealing with for the better part of 5 years. But you know what? It's finally starting to fade, and I'm not sad about it, because now I'm just so focused on my business. What was once a huge obstacle to my financial success, and I'm not talking about the golf being the obstacle, I'm talking about the hyperfixation trait being the obstacle to financial success, is now what's leading me closer to reaching my financial goals. And to add to that, the amount of time I spend thinking about and getting excited about my business means I have way less time to sit around scrolling through Instagram or buying random stuff on Amazon, which is something that I do occasionally love to do, but it used to be a lot more than occasionally. Now, by the end of this video, I'm hoping you will at best be so fired up after having an epiphany about what you could do starting tomorrow to get the wheels moving and starting your own business. Or at worst, just have a more open mind about exploring how to leverage one of your skills, interests, or hobbies into a side hustle, or potentially your career. Now, we're going to talk about brainstorming what your business could be by exploring your skills, interests, and hobbies, and then we'll discuss why starting an LLC could be the best possible thing that you could do to externalize and make it feel real. We'll talk about what an LLC is and isn't, and we'll discuss the psychological, very important, psychological and emotional benefits of starting an LLC, because there are countless videos on the technical side of starting an LLC and the technical stuff. And so I'll leave you to those to learn about that stuff. We'll go into a little bit of it, but we're going to focus on the ADHD side of things, which we don't, the technical stuff might feel overwhelming, but I want to focus on the emotional and the intangible benefits of starting your own business. So let's start off here. What could your business be? And don't just think about what businesses in general could make a lot of money. Like, don't just say, well, if I did this, I could make a lot of money. No, don't do that, because if you're not passionate about it, it's not going to work. So start with what you are passionate about and take inventory of your strengths and skills. in my earlier hypothetical example about the sticky buns, maybe you make what could be the world's best sticky buns. You have validation from friends and family. So why not sell them? Here's some things you could do. You could sell them at local events. You could sell them at a farmer's market. You could sell them online. You could partner with local bakeries. You could even offer them as a subscription service. And by the way, baked goods are a great way to dip your toes into the food business because you can bake a lot of times in a lot of states baked goods right from your home kitchen without having to get, you know, your kitchen approved or, you know, without having to get. And I just learned this from talking with a client the other day. You don't have to get you have to do it in a commercial kitchen. You can just do it at home because the ingredients in baked goods are typically not risky. Let's think about some other stuff. Are you a people person? Are you passionate about helping people? And are you particularly good at something that you suspect a lot of people might want help with? Because in that case, you could consider teaching, coaching, tutoring, or consulting. And maybe something else could be that you're a phenomenal knitter. Could you create a knitting course, maybe an ADHD-friendly knitting course? Because I know for me, I would not want to get taught how to knit by a straight-shooting, boring, neurotypical person. I wouldn't want to do that. I would want an off-the-walls, crazy, novel, and innovative ways to knit and different ways to think about it because I want out-of-the-box thinking for things that I'm learning. So maybe you have something to offer. Are you super crafty? The craft? Then craft away and sell your crafts on Etsy or on your own website or both. Just don't be afraid to spread the word passionately and explain why your crafty crafts are the best crafty crafts. There's photography, there's dog walking, there's babysitting, there's freelance content creation and writing, blogging, there's so much. And you probably do these things so freaking well. So you need to share it. Maybe you are an exceptionally gifted and good creative organizer. And maybe it is just a way that you've been compensating for your ADHD, making you bad naturally organizing. But trust me, there's some things that I do with my business that you wouldn't pin me as being good at based on how, you know, what you think about me or what you can tell by talking to me for 2 minutes, but you get good at it because for me, it's like connecting technology together. I've gotten so good at it and I could help so many people do that, I believe, but I'm only doing that to keep myself sane. So how about you use your skills to go help other people feel sane that could really use a dose of sanity? So you've got your business idea. Now let's start discussing an LLC. First, let's clarify what an LLC is, as there does seem to be some confusion out there amongst regular folks when we're talking about LLCs. What we actually should do is talk about what usually precedes an LLC for someone running their own business. So suppose you're already earning income from a side hustle or a small business, but you've never even thought of it as a business per se. You haven't set up an LLC or any business entity at all. It's just been something that you do on the side for extra cash without any serious plans to expand it. It's just a thing that's happening. And if this sounds familiar, then you are likely operating as a sole proprietor. And here's what that means. If you're a sole proprietor, then you and your business are one and the same. As a sole proprietor, you are one and the same with your business. There is no legal separation between you and your business. All the money you make is considered your personal income. This also means that you probably don't really see your business as separate from yourself. You're probably on a personal level lacking like tangible, like an emotional separation between it. It's just all kind of the same thing. And then more tangibly, you probably don't have like separate bank accounts and it's all just intermingled and it's all just, you know, it's just you doing something on the side, both literally and figuratively. And this setup implies a lack of liability protection. So if legal issues arise from your business activities, your sole proprietorship activities, you're personally responsible. All of your assets could be coming under attack from lawyers and you know, all that stuff. From a mindset perspective, it can kind of trap you into thinking, and you do this subconsciously, if this resonates with you, it's probably more subconscious because you're just not even really, you've never really thought about it. But technically, until you have an LLC, you don't have a solid foundation on your business as a business entity to evolve it as your business grows. Now, let's understand LLCs a little bit. This is where sort of the confusion I was talking about comes in. An LLC is a limited liability company. And I think one of the best ways to understand what an LLC is to use a video game analogy. So in this video game we're going to play, the video game of business entities, Think of the video game where you choose different characters to play with and you choose which one you want, and you're choosing which one you want based on how each character is taxed. Okay, so each character has a different tax rules. Now, the LLC is like a super power-up outfit you can buy or find for your character in the world that you're playing in. So creating an LLC is like putting a costume or an outfit or a superhero outfit on one of the characters, one of the tax entities. The costume adds features like liability protection, but doesn't change the character's fundamental tax rules. So, for example, if you put on the LLC costume, you're still taxed as a sole proprietor. The income still passes through to your personal tax return. If you start with an LLC with a friend, it's like two players sharing a costume and you're taxed as a partnership. The LLC doesn't have its own tax rules. In fact, the LLC is not a tax entity. It's not even a business entity. It is just like a power up for your business. Okay, so some of the technical, we're going to go over just a few of the technical benefits of an LLC. An LLC is going to limit your liability. That is where the name even comes from. So this protects your personal assets like your house, car, or personal bank accounts from lawsuits or bankruptcy involving your LLC. There's something to be considering around that as well, because if you have an LLC and you're taxed as a sole proprietor, you really must make sure that you have a bank account that's separate for your business and don't mix business with personal. Because if you do mix business with personal, then if some legal issue does happen, what a lawyer is going to want to try and do is convince the judge that, look, he doesn't get this liability protection because he's treating it all as though it's just him. It's all mixed up and whatever. And that way, you could lose some of that limited liability. So you got to keep it separate, and that will maintain your limited liability protection. In terms of tax flexibility and advantages, so some people, you know, will assume that there's a lot of tax advantages to starting an LLC. There can be, but if you're just doing an LLC as a sole proprietorship, then the income is flowing to your personal tax return. You can get things like QBI deduction, whether you're a sole proprietor or a sole proprietor or an LLC taxed as sole proprietor. So there's not as much as you think. Where the tax benefit can come in is once you get to a point where it makes sense to convert to an S corp. And what I was saying before about having the right foundation to evolve and grow, if you grow to a point where it actually makes sense to go to S corp, then you do get some tax benefit because now you can pay yourself a smaller salary on that money that you pay yourself. You're going to pay basically self-employment tax, which is Medicare and Social Security tax, but you're paying yourself a smaller salary. So then you can distribute some of the profits from your business to yourself and then only pay ordinary income tax. So you don't have to pay Social Security, Medicare tax on all of it. Having the LLC sole proprietor to start gives you the flexibility to then recharacterize your LLC as being taxed as S corp. So when you need to make that change, you're ready to do it. It won't be very difficult at all at that point. There's also credibility and professional image. Having an LLC can boost your businesses and your own credibility. As an ADHDer, it can just give you that sort of sense of like, I got this, like I have a business, I'm an LLC, I have an LLC, I'm doing it. An LLC also gives you operational flexibility because there's less ongoing paperwork than, you know, big corporations. You can focus more on business growth, yada, yada, yada. Also, there's easier access to financing. You can build a separate credit history with your LLC. So maybe you have like not the greatest credit and you want a second chance right away. You can start an LLC, make smart decisions, and potentially have your business have a really great credit score, basically. Assets that, you know, if you're very profitable and your business is profitable and there's money just chilling in your business bank account, you can invest that money. You don't need to bring it over into the realm of your personal accounts because the assets that stay within the business accounts and accounts set up for your business, like you can set up a brokerage account and invest money that's your business's money, and that money will stay separated from your personal. So in the case of legal issues, personal legal issues, they won't be able to go after your business's money. That is another benefit to the LLC. So, and of course, you know, you can grow and expand. LLC allows for easy addition of new members, which can lead to more, you know, money coming in and business growth and all this great stuff. So let's get past that part and let's go to the psychological benefits of starting an LLC. Starting an LLC not only offers legal and financial benefits, but it also provides a psychological boost, particularly for us ADHDers, because We are turning something that is just a thing that we do on the side into a thing that has its own home, its own entity, its own name. So really, we're bringing an idea to life. It turns our idea from a concept into a legal entity, which can be motivating and provides a clear representation of your business. And it also will provide you with enhanced focus and direction, the structured process of managing an LLC, which is not a huge administrative undertaking, but it can definitely be beneficial for us ADHD individuals who want clear kind of rules and structure around what we are doing and having clear systems. It also increases the responsibility and accountability because an LLC helps, you know, separate the personal from business. And this is really important because now we can go and look and see how is our business doing? How is my personal doing? You don't need to have this all intermingled mess. You can see exactly what's going on. You can have more clarity into your financial situation. And it's just very, very useful and can definitely reduce overwhelm and increase your focus on the business because you're treating it as a business, not as you. It's a business that you could one day sell, that you could hire people, that you could one day in retirement, you could just sit there and have someone else run the whole thing and you just collect the paycheck. So it's a business, not you. It's a thing that it can grow and be and live on its own, even if you weren't there one day. Operating under an LLC can increase your confidence in your entrepreneurial abilities because you'd started the LLC. You already got one thing done. That feels good. You got it done. And it's also so much simpler than you realize. So the psychological benefit is huge. We're going to switch now. We talked about some psychological benefits. When you're starting your LLC, the first thing you got to do is choose a name. Now, it's not going to be Dave DeWitt Sticky Buns. It's going to be some name. You come up with a name, you give it its own identity, and that can be fun. You start up a website, if you're a creative, then you start to be able to put some of your passion into your project, your business. There's so much to do. It's so stimulating. It's so fun. And that is why I'm so for my clients and for ADHDers all over the world, consider making it a goal of theirs to get some business going, even if it's tiny at first, or doesn't even do anything for a couple of years. Even just having the LLC is like, one day I'm going to do something with that. You choose a name. This is a creative process. Don't stress too much because you can always change it later. You want to make sure that no one else is using the name. Make sure it's not trademarked. And then there's things like designating a registered agent, filing articles of organization, and creating an operating agreement, and getting your EIN number, your employee identification number, and register for state taxes. And these steps might sound overwhelming, but services like LegalZoom or Zen Business can simplify this process. And they offer various packages from affordable to do-it-yourself guides to more comprehensive services. And I'm just going to say that as much as there might be people out there that will make you feel like guilty that you paid up for some service like this to get things going, the idea of having to do all that on your own creates a lot of friction and it creates a lot of overwhelm. And so for us ADHDers, we all kind of can understand that sometimes we do pay a little premium for the peace of mind, because the peace of mind, sometimes you have to put a value on that too. If someone does it all themselves with no overwhelm and no stress about it, and they just kind of like do it like, this is so fun, I'm doing this paperwork, then their peace of mind is not impacted and their time is probably not impacted as much. But with us ADHDers, if we do allow ourselves to pay up a little bit for services that make our lives a lot easier, we get to more quickly move to the thing that's stimulating. And I would bet on an ADHD person 10 times out of 10 over I don't want to sound discriminatory against neurotypicals, because I'm not. I'm usually jealous of them. So it's probably coming from a place of some weird place of jealousy. But I would bet on the ADHD person getting things going once it gets to the part where it's fun and getting and earning more money even ultimately. So it's okay to pay up a little up front, but I'm not even talking about that much money. So I personally used Zen Business. I was not in the mood to be filling out forms and scanning and email, you know, all that kind of stuff. No, it wasn't for me. So I'm not even the best person to tell you about how to do it the do-it-yourself route. I'm sure there's tons of guides on it. But If you use something like Zen Business or LegalZoom, it's so straightforward. Within 2 days, my business was officially set up with all the necessary documents. They were acting as my registered agent. I just used the standard operating agreement that they had because there's not a lot of complication with what's going on with my business. If I were to have had a partner or something, then probably an operating agreement with more specific, maybe with the help of a lawyer would have made more sense. But in my case, everything is pretty standard, pretty simple and straightforward. So the fees to use a service like Zen Business or LegalZoom are not crazy. And the fees that your state will charge you to start your LLC is typically affordable as well, ranging from around $50 to a few $100. So, and if you choose like the standard middle kind of package, LegalZoom Zen Business, where they help you monitor the business, they help you get everything set up, they do all the filings for you, and they give you an operating agreement, and they may not give you everything, but it's usually around, for me, it was like $300 or so. So all in, I spent less than $500 to get my LLC started. And depending on, you know, your budget, that could either be, you know, like, I'll just do it myself, or it could be like, that's not too bad. So depending on the nature of your business, there may be additional permits you need to get or approvals. If you are making food, or, you know, that's got stuff beyond just baked good items, you might need to get a commercial kitchen, right? You know, there's other stuff to think about. But if you're just doing a business where it's a service, a general service, it's not regulated. It's just you're teaching someone knitting, or you're just doing content creation or freelance work, then there's really not a lot of to do after that. You can pretty much just start marketing your services, and you can start taking on clients, and you can be on your way. And there's, of course, more things to do and think about once you're earning money. But that is why there could be another YouTube video or podcast later about that. Basically, starting an LLC is not as daunting as it may seem. We ADHDers, we have passions, we have hyperfocuses, we have hyperfixations, we get really good at stuff. We can leverage this stuff. That is what I'm saying. Because if you're just sitting in your 9-to-5 and you're just kind of sick of it and it's just boring the crap out of you, and you feel like that's part of the reason why when you get money, you're just like, I'm just going to spend it to give myself some excitement or some dopamine in my life. Well, if you can get your dopamine, and I've said this a billion, bajillion times before, if you can get dopamine from something that's ultimately going to be earning you more money, or dopamine just from watching your bank and savings accounts grow, then you are well on your way. And so I truly, honestly, deeply believe, it helps that I'm doing it myself, but I deeply believe that starting a business and putting your passion in front of you as a way to personally develop and grow and earn more money for your family, for you, for your future, then I'm for it 1,000%. Okay, guys, that's what I got for you today. Again, please like and subscribe to the channel. I'm going to be improving the content. I'm going to be getting better at this now that I'm talking into the camera and focusing on like eye contact, and, you know, there's a little teleprompter type thing that kind of helps me, you know, not get too lost. And guys, in the show notes, in the description, there's going to be a link to subscribe to the ADHD Money Talk newsletter. The newsletter is totally revamped now. I've got, you know, PDF guides you can download in every single one, pretty much. I've got so much going on. I've got recent articles. I've got my commentary. I've got memes. We've got blogs, and I'm recording, you know, really quick videos about different tools I'm using to help you out. I've got budgeting tips. I've got, you know, different financial services and tools that I've been finding useful or that I'm reviewing. So there's a lot in there. It's so much more valuable than it used to be, and it's back. You can't miss it. It's ADHD Money Talk newsletter. Please subscribe to it, and lots more coming from me soon. And great seeing you all, and we'll talk soon.